This is exactly right.
On the next season of Tenfold More Wicked, a longtime listener reaches out with a tragic family story that's been passed down through the centuries. It's about Rebecca Briggs Cornell, an English Puritan separatist fleeing religious persecution, only to be found burned to death in her own home. Was it an accident or was it murder? Season 11 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. We are coming to your living room. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Bow, bow,
bow, bow. You don't even have to wear pants.
Oh, yeah.
Right. We are doing a Zoom show on Sunday, October 4th, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern, and then whatever the middle times are that I can't think of. 7
yeah,
p.m.
You know.
Other places, 8 p.m. other places.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Am I excited for the show?
It's going to be wow.
Not only we love doing stand-up for you guys, obviously, so we're super excited for that, but we have some special guests that are going to blow your freaking mind.
Oh, yeah.
We have decided French Stewart will be doing stand-up on the show.
Stand-up from French?
Come on, baby. We haven't. You guys can't. You don't even know what you're in for with this.
You're going to see us. We get to hang out with him. It's going to be so much fun. He'll come on and do some comedy.
I can't wait to see whatever the hell that's going to be.
Oh, my God. It's going to blow us all
will
away.
Will he wear this Harry Solomon jacket? Absolutely.
I hope so. Maybe if we request it.
Yeah. I would put money on that happening.
Yeah. My little sister, Gnarly Marley D, is going to be swallowing a sword.
Whoa.
Swallowing a sword?
Swallowing a sword.
And she's going to be dancing for us. I'm so excited to be performing with her.
And we will have resident hunk Ryan Nemeth back. Last time he read a poem about how he didn't feel so hunky, about how hard it was to be so hunky
in front of
American flag.
I mean, he's perfect. He has bleached blonde hair now, ladies. So he's going through something.
It was our first show was just so much fun. So we just decided, like, let's do it again. Let's go for it. Yeah. So we are super, super excited. And we'll have other special guests being announced shortly as well. So come hang out with us Sunday, October 4th in your living room. It's on Zoom, so you don't have any excuses to miss it. And you can get tickets if you go to tinyurl.com/L2LOCT4October 4th, basically. But we have the link everywhere on our Twitter and Instagram link and all that stuff. So
yeah, and if you're a patron, check our Patreon because you have a special link for a discount on the tickets.
Yes,
so, come on out, guys!
And I will say, you guys are a special guest. Just trust us on this. You're gonna want to be at the show. Just trust us.
Yes,
very exciting.
You'll see you later, but just get your tickets now. Trust us; it's gonna be a fabulous show, and we'll see you there.
Yay!
Bye.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yay. Yay.
Okay.
Rolling, shall we?
Yeah, we're rolling.
Megan, we don't have to sync this one.
Yeah, we don't have to sync this, which is great. We've been doing all of them over Zoom. This is our first one in person since quarantine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The danger zone. That's what we're in.
Highway to the danger zone.
I went high. I went high on the danger zone.
You went high.
Suck my karaoke dick. Oh, no.
Someday I'll go to karaoke with you,
yeah. I'm crying already.
I'm glad already.
It's not the smoke in my eyes.
No.
Okay. Do you guys have jokes?
I have jokes. Yeah.
Okay.
We're good to go.
We'll do our jokes and we'll bring you on.
Okay.
We'll probably use all this anyway. Okay. Yes. Here we go. I wrote this specifically for you. Look, I had a huge crush on French Stewart when I was in high school, and now he's my friend. I'm living proof that shitty dreams are accomplishable.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Oh, man. I'm Brandy Posey, and podcast. There hasn't been a podcast around here in 400 episodes.
I'm Tess Barker, and women can live on hummus alone.
You and me both, baby.
Right? It's just sustenance paste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sus paste. Wait, this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out.
episode 400 somehow.
So it's 100 episode. You guys know what that means.
You guys know what that means.
Who's our special guest this week?
French Stewart.
French.
I'm French Stewart. I am so happy to see you, Daffy bastards. I can't even fucking tell you.
We're very happy.
That's super. You know, we woke up. Obviously, needless to say, the apocalypse is upon us.
Yeah. It's very smoky outside.
It's time to take up smoking again, right? Because may as well.
I mean,
why not? Let's split a pack of Marlboros. Please. And just like, just lung dart. Bam, 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 bam. Let's do it.
The air quality is so bad, I broke edge this morning by podcasting.
Well, I guess I'm a smoker now.
Oh, friends, I brought, because you are a famous actor, I wanted to bring you a fan and a snorkel set in case the air is too much for you.
Oh, my God.
So if you need this. You need to get to higher air.
Yeah. If you're
so
having an
nice
issue,
you.
I've got you covered.
Oh, my God.
I just want
God.
You to know that.
That's quality. That's what I came for.
Yes, yes.
I know we'll that's on your rider anyway.
So. Yeah. By the way, have you guys ever looked at yourself while wearing a snorkel?
I think like an underwater camera.
You look like a fucking idiot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, nobody looks smart doing
it. Nobody. Because your lips do like the...
You know,
that's why you have to look like the fish, so you look like you blend in.
You like blend, like you're just making sense. It's the same thing with like the roller coaster thing, Cam at like Magic Mountain, where like you think like you're going to be coming down like looking like you're in a Aerosmith video.
Yeah, yeah.
But you just look like a scared fart.
Yeah. Your cheeks are always flapping back.
Yeah,
it's like a 2020 Aerosmith video.
Yeah. I'm old. I don't know.
He's got roller coaster face now, is what I'm saying.
He
just looks like it's like always.
Oh, see, what's
he's
name?
Always on the
Steven
way down.
Steven Tyler. Yeah.
I'm thinking about getting some work done.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Yeah.
What are like thinking, French?
I'm going to get a cleft put in my lip. But then I'm going to grow a mustache over it. It's a deception.
Okay,
I like that.
Joaquin, I like it.
Yeah, you're going for a Joaquin look.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish you had been the Joker. I would have loved to have seen you as
the Joker.
Oh,
you'd be a great Joker.
Shit, yes, I'd be a great Joker.
You really would.
Right up until the point where I wasn't. That's the problem. That's the problem with me. That's the issue. I'm like 75% good all of the time. You brought me a tiny coffee, you fucker, and I love you.
Yes, of course.
We're about to get started, and then Tess turns around and goes, "All right, Nespresso, anyone?"
Yeah, I always like to offer because I want our guests to be as caffeinated as possible.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It's like my eyes are dry, so at least my throat can be
also dry,
burning.
Yeah,
just matching. I like
just lubricate that float with some hot coffee.
Now I have to give you some shit because you gave me an incorrect phone number.
Yeah. What was that phone number?
That's COVID head. I've basically been like in the house teaching like a 7-year-old PE and math and
No.
Yeah. I feel like to be fair, PE's got to be the easiest one, right?
You would think. But it gets like I get ambitious and suddenly we're doing a dance routine.
Oh, that sounds great.
It was in the beginning, but now I'm just listless. I'm just like, oh, just jump up and down for a while.
She's like, you're not following the choreography.
You shut your goddamn mouth. It is what I say it is. It's a moment. We're having a moment.
A three and a four, father. Come on, go.
You shut up. Yeah, it's the first part of the pandemic, I was like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
This is right in my wheelhouse. I'm just going to hang out. We're going to barbecue and get past a pandemic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, I was just a weird dude stumbling through the house going like, hey, let's stay focused, okay? Hey, honey, we got to turn in some shit. Let's stay focused, God damn it. Hey, have you heard of a band called Hall & Oates? Oh, you're gonna enjoy them. Like, I'm going into deep cuts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, at first, I was really cool, and then I'm all like, you might like this. You might like some bull crap. How have you guys been doing?
Apocalypse-y.
Apocalypse.
I'll tell you this. This shows you how practical I am as a person. As soon as the pandemic hit, first two things I did, write a play and buy a tuxedo.
Like a normal person.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
I think it says a lot. It's very optimistic.
Yeah, it's optimistic. Yeah. It does. It's
I think that's my nature. I'm an optimistic person. I was like, I want everybody to get dressed and make some theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you've got a play coming, and so you might as well dress for opening night. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, ready to go. I bought two inflatable T-Rex costumes because I thought it would be funny to walk around with them as PPE. And then we realized how serious the virus really was. And I was like, it's not a bit. Never mind.
Not a bit.
I'm in an actual pandemic. Yeah. Oh, no.
I was like, it would be a funny short film idea if, like, two people found each other in T-Rex costumes and they were the only people left alive because, like, this
you
was what
was
they used. Yeah, I know. I'm also an optimist, but not
in
a fun way.
I thought I was going to walk out of this thing with, like an hour of blazing stand-up.
Yep.
And I'm sure it's there somewhere.
Oh, you are a stand-up. That's a stand-up thought right there.
There it is.
Yeah, the hour's there somewhere.
Oh, man, I've already got 20 seconds. And after a while, I was just like just some lifeless. I felt like a balloon that got away from the parade.
Yeah,
drifting through. I'm like, oh, I don't have a creative thought in my life. You know,
the Woody Woodpecker float.
Yeah, Woody Woodpecker. Like, but listing onto Fifth Avenue. Where are you going, Woody? Yeah. Oh, no. I'm sorry.
You're in the Bronx. You're just Woody Woodpecker in the Bronx.
Yeah, Woody Woodpecker in the Bronx. We reached a point where we were like, we'd been cooped up in the house. And so I was like, you know, my daughter's like, she hadn't seen a kid in a long time. So I'm like, fuck it. We're going to rent an RV.
Yeah.
And we're going to go like to Grand Canyon or something.
Yes.
But we're going to go like, we're going to be contained.
I thought you were going to like say, fuck it. We're going to rent her some friends.
We're going to rent her some friends.
Let's buy some children.
Yeah. So we did it. Like, you know, ask me if I have any business driving an RV.
Do you have any business driving an RV?
I know the answer.
Do you have any business driving an RV?
And will Vanessa drive?
I
will
say that. Yeah. Do you need a certain license for that?
No.
No.
Which is miraculous, Barb. It's miraculous. You should. They're like, oh, it's easy, you know, because they want you to rent it. And then they're all like, now this plugs into this. And if you do this, don't do that. And if you're getting gas, don't put on the propane. And you better not fuck this up. But it's going to be fun, but you better not fuck it all up.
Yeah.
And you're all like, oh, shit, you know? And I'm all like, you know, I'm not like a manly guy. I was raised by women.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm a good listener. How are you, Barb? You doing okay? I see you. I see all of you. I don't know. I love you. You know, so like, I'm all like, oh, fuck it. I can do it. And so, like, I start getting confident where you, like, plug the thing in. You get to a KOA, you know, and you're all like, oh, what are the neighbors like? And everything was fine. And I was all like, yeah, this is perfect.
Yeah.
You know, a bunch of bullshit, but it's fun.
Yeah.
And we're out. Mm-hmm. And the sky is clear, you know, because, like, nobody's been driving.
Yeah.
So, like, we get to the, like, I start getting cocky, and there's a point where you have to, like, get rid of the family shit.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I was going to ask,
you got to plug in.
Family shit.
Yeah. Blackwater.
Yeah, Blackwater.
Yeah.
You plug in the thing to the deal, and then from the, you know, RV, you plug it out, and then you flush it.
Yeah.
And so I was getting cocky. It had been going really well.
Oh, no.
And so I flushed the thing before I was supposed to.
Oh, no.
Oh, Frenchie.
And it wasn't, like... It was just sitting there waiting for me, and I hadn't plugged in the tube.
Oh.
And so I had to open up the thing, and I thought, all right, well, I'm just going to put the tube on really fast, and everything is going to be fine.
Oh, no.
And so I opened it up, and I put the thing on, and, like, just the geography was bad, and it just shot shit right into my fucking face.
No!
Oh, no.
Were you wearing a mask?
No, I was not. Ask me if my wife and child were watching. Yeah, they were. And so it just blasted shit into my face. And then I was like, oh, fuck, okay.
I'm your patient zero. You suck.
Right. And so not only do, like, I have to go take a Silkwood shower, but I have to figure out how to pick up toilet paper and turds. And finally, I was just like, I went in, I took my Silkwood shower.
Yeah.
And then I came out and I got my family and I was like, let's just go. And then we just left. Just left my family shit at the KOA.
But what else? What are you supposed to do? Did you get a giant pooper scooper?
No. Not that hospitable. I was just like, let's get the fuck out. I made a couple of, like, fast retreats. At one point, like, I was trying to figure out where to back up and what to do, and it's a whole thing. And they gave me some, like, they're like, here's some tokens. I'm like, yeah. I take the tokens, and then on my way out, I realize, like, oh, I've still got these tokens in my pants. And and I see a kid standing there, and I go, hey, kid, you know, would you like these tokens? Like, you're leaving Chuck E. Cheese.
That's my guilty shit tokens.
Right. I'm like, yeah. Exactly. I'm like, hey, would you like these tokens? And he goes, these are for the shower. And I'm like, and now I'm looking like a perv that's trying to, like, lure children into the shower, and I'm all like, oh, yeah. And then I like go over and it's the sip. Let's go. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we gotta leave now.
We gotta go.
So did you just have to go to a different state, or what do you do? I mean,
you just keep moving to KOAs. Yeah. You know, and I knew it was gonna be kind of Trumpy here and there.
Yeah.
One point, like some guy's like trying to engage me in a political conversation. I'm just not into it. I mean, yeah. I'm on vacation. I want to do it. And so I had like a standard thing where I'm like, I said, hey, I'm an independent. I hate everyone. And then we all laugh and then I go on.
They like that.
Like that.
They respect that.
They get you
They
out.
Respect it. They think I'm some sort of like a libertarian that's just drifting
that's
around.
That's what that means.
Exactly. Yeah. In the taint.
Yeah.
The political taint. I'm a tickler in the political taint. Oh, at one point I was like driving and we're at the foot of Yosemite.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my wife had got on this this lotto where Yosemite had been closed down.
Yeah.
And she got on this lotto. She was like, oh, I heard there's this lotto. You can go in there letting in 850 people. And she just sat there in the morning at 7, like going, refresh. And suddenly they're like, you're in. You got a golden ticket. Yep. And so that's why we were going. Mm-hmm. And so we're like driving up and it's beautiful. And it's like nobody's been driving. So everything is just gorgeous. And then the cops like pull me over.
Oh, no.
We're like talking. We're having like, I'm like, what? And the cop goes, do you know why I pulled you over? And I'm like, no. And he goes, you're driving 35 in a 65 on a one-lane highway, and there are about 100 people behind you that are pretty fucking pissed off about it. And I'm all like, what? And as I look, like, people are, like, blazing around me going, fuck you! Fuck you, Prince Stewart! You fucking bastard! He's like, I'm not going to give you a ticket, but just fucking pick it up. And it's like, I'm not normally that guy, but I was just, like, relaxed. I hadn't been relaxed in a while.
Yeah, for sure.
And you finally get into Yosemite, and it's great because there's just, like, there's animals are out. Mm-hmm. Because they don't like you walk like deer are just walking by smoking cigarettes like hi French no fear you're like are there any bears it was great though but that's been about the highlight because everything else has just been you know
yeah
what everybody
literally hot garbage
yeah. I like that you're such a consummate professional that even in your time off in quarantine you made a 90s movie that you would star in. Just you in an RV covered in shit. That's like a perfect French Stewart vehicle.
Yeah. Oh, the first day we got to Yosemite, that we were like, oh, we're one day early. It's Wally World.
Yeah.
It's closed. I'm Clark and it's Wally World. What have you fuckers been doing?
I backpacking in Yosemite a couple weeks ago.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it open again?
Well, it's the same day passes. It's the same lottery system. Yeah, it's so awesome. There's nobody there, though. So
there's nobody there.
It's great.
That's the best part.
That sounds amazing. Yeah. I really want to. I mean, now the fires, but we went backpacking in Catalina, which was really awesome.
Oh, how was that?
Heaven. Amazing. Like, it's the water's like crystal clear.
Mm-hmm. We were thinking about that. I was trying to figure out if it was going to be like really pretty or if it was just going to be a bunch of fucking dum-dums like shotgunning Michelob Lights.
No, they kind of weed out the dum-dums because first of all, you have to know what's the dum-dums go to Avalon. So if you want to avoid them, don't go to Avalon.
I was like, Tess will also be there shotgunning Michelob Lights.
Yeah. I mean,
look, like on a secluded beach.
I'm not against shotgunning Michelob Lights. Let's clear this up.
I act like I'm like, hey, no, we don't know those people.
And I know Avalon because I've also been to Avalon. So.
I feel like dum-dums go to Avalon is like our follow-up record that didn't do very good. It's a double album. Wow. Was it nice though?
Oh man, it was. I mean, the waters, it's almost like reminds me of Hawaii just in terms of how clear the water is.
Yeah.
And we backpacked on this really remote beach, so it was just in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, it was awesome. That's probably the coolest like out of town thing that we've done.
Yeah. You pick your shots.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've been trying to, my boyfriend is just very outdoors averse, so I'm trying to push him into these situations. It's not working, so we'll see. I'm trying to be like, well, we're gonna have to figure this out eventually because the world is over.
When you get the boyfriend that's like outdoor averse, it's sort of like you get great conversation like the majority of the year,
yeah,
right,
but
But then there's that 20% where I'm like, all right.
I like, let's go.
Let's forage for berries.
And yeah. He's like a waterfall. Oh, I want to see you get
bit by a bug. Come on, let's do this.
You're going to be
okay. Yeah, we're going to be okay.
I'll drive the RV. That's fine.
I got it.
I can see you behind the little giant RV, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh. But the thing is that once I got going and you get used to it, I'm all like, oh, I'm Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
I'm fucking, I got it. Oh, back it in? I'll back it in. Oh, you want it up front? I'll give it to you up front. It's just like, you get this like, you know, but I also have this unnatural confidence. It's an unearned.
I've got the same thing.
Do you?
Yeah, people call me out on it all the time, but I'm too confident for it to give a fuck. Like, it's like, whatever.
That's wonderful.
I'm like,
everyone
like,
should
I
be
got
like that.
It. Yeah. I got it. Yeah. And then, like I got it basically 25% of the time.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
what that means? I do it. But
yeah. If it doesn't work out, you run away and you
and
leave
I go,
your shit
well,
back
what
there.
The fuck? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you just leave a pile of shit in your wake. It's no big deal.
Are you good with directions?
Yeah.
What's that?
Are you good with directions?
Oh,
That's a no.
I think I am.
I'm terrible with it, but I'm too confident to do anything about it. So I'll just very proudly like, take the wrong turn. Yeah, exactly.
That's why I give myself like 2 hours to get someplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that I don't have to ask anybody. I'm that classic like.
Yeah.
I'm the last of the baby boomers. Fucking wreck.
Well, this is the first time we podcasted in person.
Yeah.
Since quarantine.
Oh
so
my God.
This is a nice
what would you give break. To be sitting in the Sizzler packing
God.
Our guts full of bad food?
And, I know.
And that's still to date the shittiest Chardonnay I've ever Who ordered Chardonnay in the Sizzler? I did.
French
I'm all
food.
Like, oh, it's an unassuming oaky Chardonnay. Oh, no, it's just fucking poison. Would you like another, sir? Yeah, I'll take another
one. You know, I have another one to wash down the first one.
And we think about that a lot because that was the last time we thought that the world might not end.
That was the day
before
Hillary
the last
Clinton
presidential election.
Yeah, it was the day before the election. It's a crazy time capsule to listen to that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
we're just
very
like,
positive.
Let's do it.
We were feeling good. Mm-hmm. It was the day before.
I didn't do the math on that.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then we traumatized everyone because our episodes come out on Wednesday. So the election was Tuesday night. And then Wednesday morning, we aired an episode with the four of us being like, we're feeling good, guys. We're feeling real good.
Are you effing kidding
Dead
me?
Ass.
Yeah. No. Yeah. 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 It's a recording of the last moment.
Of happiness.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sizzler, full on happiness. Just
we're just in a Sizzler, microphones out, eating a buffet.
Yeah, the wait staff is upset, but we're okay.
We're having a great time.
Would you think that would be the happiest last moment you would have in your life?
Kind of.
Sizzler.
Yeah, I mean, actually.
Oh, yeah, it does make sense.
Up.
No, a Sizzler with French Stewart. That's like honestly where I want it to end.
That's where we'll go. When it's all over, it'll just be like a Sizzler where we just hang out.
Maybe we did it. Maybe we're on Lost now. We're just in purgatory and that
maybe
was.
Maybe we're dead. Yeah,
maybe,
we,
maybe that Sizzler exploded.
Maybe that's it.
Well, the Sizzler is gone. Now it's like a weird
nightclub.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
God damn it.
There's always people vaping outside.
It's like driving down Sunset and I look over at Shakey's and they've got like outdoor dining.
I
and
know.
I'm like, I look at my wife and I'm like, m'lady, let's do this
shit.
Happy anniversary.
I want to do al fresco at a Denny's. That's what I'm
I was just
going
to talk about Denny's al fresco because the Denny's where I used to go after like plays when I was in high school is doing al fresco dining. The Denny's where I like made out with my first gay man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's how it goes.
You can now have a moons over my hammy in plain air.
Yeah.
Made out with my first gay man. Trail of gay men.
I did a thing last night. I was doing my show, Comedy Quarantine, and I was like telling everyone to guess who I went to junior prom with. So see if you guys can guess if I went with the gay kid who didn't come out as gay yet, theater kid.
Okay. Right.
The Dungeons and Dragons kid.
Oh,
this is hard.
This is really hard. There's so many ways.
All right, everybody.
We haven't even got to number three.
Yeah. Different kids.
Different kids.
Okay.
Different kids.
Okay.
The cool kid who is like not a football player but cool. And obviously the last person's made up because I can't think of anything. Okay. So
a Viking.
Yeah.
Just like, the principal. Or did I go with the principal?
Oh, that's
I'm
sassy.
Gonna guess Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes.
I'm going to say cool kid because Utah, I feel like you'd be really cool in Utah.
Okay.
In Utah.
So it was Utah? It was like
yeah, Salt Lake.
Oh, that's why I'm like.
It's a very manageable
I'll show
town.
You guys. I'll do a picture
She was
reveal.
Almost drama president too. So that's pretty cool.
I was a very theater kid.
Yeah, yeah.
And so now you're a different kind of drama president.
I'm lady to lady drama president.
Yes,
for sure.
Absolutely. Unanimous vote.
I'm gonna go with Dungeons and Dragons kid.
Yeah. Okay, so we got one cool, mm-hmm. we got two Dungeons.
Only because I feel like the theater gay is like two on the nose.
Yeah.
My first
instinct is
theater gay,
yeah,
but
that happens all the time. Exactly. That my wife
yeah.
like, did that for like 3 years in college or something, oh, where yeah. it's like, oh, he's so
Yeah.
He's so
I think it was a safe place for both parties.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it was a safe.
I did it for 8 years in my 20s. Yeah.
And then suddenly some guy's like, listen, I don't think we can be together anymore. You're like, what? Why? I didn't see this coming.
But we both like the same face masks.
Okay, I'll reveal. Obviously, if you can tell who this was the cool kid.
Cool kid.
Oh, oh cool kid.
We got frosted
That's
tips,
a 90s.
Everybody.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Very cool.
And look at you. You are a sexy piece of ass.
Full,
look at that jail bait.
Arm length.
Your skin is so white, you look like you're wearing a nun habit in that photo.
Yeah. You are
away.
Untouched. By any kind.
Virginal.
Oh, you're Yosemite.
Oh. I have an update, though, also, by the way.
Yeah.
An addendum to you, that phone number you sent me.
Oh,
I
yeah.
texted this phone number this morning, mm-hmm. and right, I said, hey, French, it's Babs. The air isn't amazing, but I think we're going to give it a go if you're okay with that. It should take us 90 minutes tops. Someone texted me back, whoever's phone number this is,
French.
And they said, hi, please send your pics.
Wait, can you send them just one picture of French?
Oh, yeah. I did.
Yes!
I sent him a photo of French, and he said, this is not you.
Wait, send a picture of him right now.
Oh, my God. Yeah, really. Like,
this is I am French.
Oh, my God. That is so
I don't know what this is, but it's really
funny.
Making me laugh.
Oh, my God.
That is
so funny.
You got me catfished somehow. You like opposite catfished me.
Hey, I got kicked off Facebook because I keep putting up nude pictures of Burt Reynolds. I don't know.
Like, quarantine affects us all differently.
It really does. Like, every time I want to take a break, I'm all like, nude picture. And then the Facebook's like, hey, don't. And I'm like, I'm going to type it back in. Nude pictures of Burt Reynolds. Hey, stop it. We mean it.
So that's a good way to keep yourself off Facebook.
I've done it 12 times. And now I've done like 36 days of jail time in Facebook
Do you know
prison.
How long your sentence is?
I'll get out tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you're in that real like danger zone right now of like accidentally posting another Burt Reynolds picture that keeps you in the clink.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's been kind of repeated.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, it's just because I'm just being a dick.
Yeah, of course.
That's great.
Yeah. What a perfect way to be a dick.
I mean, yeah. Burt Reynolds is also a great name for a dick.
Oh, I should start calling my dick Burt Reynolds. Would you like a signed autograph from Burt Reynolds? But then I have to like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break and figure out how to get this
new
text situation.
Of Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a second.
All right.
Bye.
Hey, welcome back to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And I'm French.
Yes.
Yes. Wow. Will you raise your thing just a little bit?
No.
Your glass.
Not until a man tells me to do it.
Fine. Let's get a guy over here. We just have to stop for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, we got
to
stop for about. Get a neighbor.
Go stand on the street corner, show a little leg so we can get a man.
Hey.
Can you just come in and tell French Stewart to just pop his thank you so much.
Yeah. Pop it.
And lock it.
Pop it and lock it.
The endearing factor of quarantine has worn off. I'm over the sourdough. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Right.
I have a thing of fungus in my fridge that I don't make bread with anymore.
and now it's just fungus. Yeah.
I think that's what it
is,
right?
It's a lie. Too, like, while we're recording this, it's, you know, there are fires all over LA.
Yeah, everything's on fire.
We had to be like, should we record outside? It's very smoky. Yes. It's gross. So we're just like true mid.
Yeah.
It felt really like before, like we were on a slow slope for the, and now it's like, oh, here it goes. Now now we're in the like free falling part.
I think so.
Yeah.
And then this is, I think, is going to be like, we're actually in the calm before the next storm too.
Yeah.
Should enjoy this.
But what I do is basically like, this is nice. I remember like during the, like, you know, when everything was like, everybody was protesting, I'm in West Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And so I had like the National Guard behind me, the National Guard in front of me, like protests on either side, and I'm like in the yard, I'm all tan, I look like I'm like going to a Doobie Brothers concert or something. Like I'm a tan dad and I'm trying to teach my kid to read and get her through like sixth grade. There's a helicopter over the top of my head and I'm just like, fuck this, I cannot like, what happened?
I think we have to trace it back to the Sizzler.
Yeah, everything goes back to the Sizzler.
Goes back to the Sizzler.
Another turning
point. It's like a wormhole.
Babs and I went with some friends right a couple days before Christmas. We woke up at 7:30 in the morning, and we went to see an 8 a.m. screening of the movie Cats.
Yes.
And nothing's been the same ever since
then. I think that also caused a rift. Yeah.
I also on New Year's Day did go to the Manson Cave. Yeah. So there's a lot of things that might have caused
this. I think it's our
fault,
basically.
Opened it.
Yeah.
It's like a Doctor Who thing or something.
Yeah. At this point, we've caused a rift or something.
Yeah. Like, it feels like a temporal shift has happened.
Something happened.
Yeah.
And now, like, you know, at first I was sort of like, me and my daughter, I'm like, okay, we're going to use this time. We half-assed painted the fence.
Yeah.
We half-assed painted the treehouse.
Yeah.
And now it's to the point where it's just been so long that I'm just like, all right, you're done with school. I'm going to set you in front of the TV.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go back in the yard and I'm going to smoke some pot.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to be funny.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So
Daddy's got to go stare at a fence for a minute.
Enjoy me.
It's just good parenting. I mean, I had someone say to me recently, like, oh, you know, once you have kids, you have to stop smoking pot. I said, no, that's when I babysit my niece.
That's the opposite.
They get high as hell.
Yeah. They love it.
I mean, it makes coloring really fun.
They're all like, who's Uncle Silly? I love it. Yeah. No.
Daddy makes
what
me
do you
vegetables.
Have to, like, what are you in charge of teaching? Like, what do you have to do?
Okay. What are your roles?
All right. So, like, my wife will take, like, she'll take the first part, and then I'll take the second part, which is, like, sometimes it's, like, it's reading, it's PE, occasionally it's phonics. It's all pretty simple, and they figured out how to do it now, but, like, last year it was just, you know. Yeah. I mean, I'd be like, you know, last year PE was basically like her and I jumping rope to like Ronnie James Dio. Like
that
just like
amazing.
It was
prison yard rules for PE. Yeah.
I'm like all like, what do you like? She's like, I like this song. Oh, Bananarama? Okay. We're going to jump rope to Bananarama. It just was just
tan dad jumping rope in a yard.
But then like a friend of ours was like, we want to get married.
Yeah.
You know, we just want to get married. And then, you know, would you want to do it? I was like, sure.
Yes,
like, they're like, can we do it in your yard? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I built a chapel in my yard, like with like a canvas thing.
Aww.
I got like a little glass dais and we did like a smoking wedding. And then somebody else is like, I want to do a wedding. So now suddenly I'm doing weddings.
You're running a wedding chapel? Of course you're running a wedding chapel.
Yes,
when you're
you
back
are.
There.
Yeah.
Yes,
I'm
you
ripping
are.
It. But, you know, and then like, you know, it's so effing stupid, but it's just, that's just.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the time, I'm like, the only way I'm making money is like cameos.
Are you doing cameo?
Yeah,
oh,
I'm doing cameo.
Awesome.
How's
you guys,
cameo?
Hire friends.
It's great.
Cameo.
Like, but like sometimes they'll be like, "Oh, our dad, like, give him a hard time. Like, it's his birthday, but last year he diarrheaed off the side of a boat." And would you mention that? I'm like, and so I'm like, I certainly will. Hey, happy birthday, Clark. I hope you're doing well. Probably better than last year when you were on a yacht and you diarrheaed off the side of it because you ate a bad burrito, you fucker. What are you doing? Like, and then you like, you know, and then you just hassle somebody. And sometimes it's like, oh, my aunt is like 80. She likes you on Third Rock. You know, could you flirt with her?
Yeah.
Hey, baby, it's me. Let's do this. we've both waited long enough. You know, and you don't think about where they're going or what they're doing.
Can't, right?
You can't. No. You don't look back. You just take your $100 and go. No. And then it's also like self-worth. It's like, oh, well, what am I worth?
That's a weird, that must be a weird moment.
Yeah, how to set your rate on Cameo.
Yeah. I just looked over and I saw like Dave Foley and I was like, oh, he's $100. I've got Dave Foley self-esteem.
Yeah.
Enough. Like, just enough so that you know. Because you see some shit. Because they take their cut too. So if you're taking like $20, then you're making $10 for a birthday. I don't know.
No, it's not to flirt with someone's aunt.
No.
You need more than $10 to flirt.
Oh, yeah, and I'll give it to her.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, I don't jack around. I put on the furry coat. Babs.
Yeah,
I put on the furry coat. And I'm all like, yeah, let's do this. No.
Is your agent getting a cut of your cameos as well?
No.
Good. Yeah. Absolutely.
Fuck that.
No, that's me. That's
100% you.
Yeah.
That's 100%
good.
Me.
Fuck yeah. I love that.
It's nice to hear someone actually putting some work into cameos because, you know, we got one for Babs for her birthday.
Oh,
and
shit.
He really, you know, phoned it in.
They got one from Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC.
Oh! And he didn't do the work?
He looked like he was a hostage.
Yeah.
He was like reading, like, he was being force fed words.
They wrote a bunch of puns.
They wrote a bunch of NSYNC puns. So.
And he took a deep breath, like, before each pun and just kind of shook his head. Just you could just tell he was, like, contemplating
also,
how his life
was. Also, he was in a recording
studio,
which is like, all right, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why Eminem dissed him.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to get your ass kicked, Chris Kirkpatrick, for doing a bad cameo. When's your birthday?
July 16th.
Okay. Next year, get her a cameo.
Okay.
Yes.
Please.
But then I'll let it expire.
Yeah.
And then you can do a free one.
Okay.
If it expires, you'll do a free one.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you all the business.
No, we're paying you.
No.
Yeah, fuck that.
No, I'm not going to take your money. No. I'm not taking your money. I'm not a whore. Not like that. Different. Man.
It's fun to hear from the other side of the cameo.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
Oh, yeah. Some days you're like, oh, shit. Yeah. I don't look that great. And then you're like, you do the reverse angle and you're all like, oh, I look rough.
We've all had to look at ourselves a lot more in quarantine.
Yeah.
That's a whole thing.
Yeah, you end up thinking like, oh, I need some darker lighting. Where's my ring light?
Yeah.
Oh, it's still not working. I've still got 3 days on my cameo to like maybe look better miraculously.
Cameo needs to give you like the filters because I just use filters on fucking Instagram. It's like, who cares?
Yeah, just throw on a lash on Instagram.
Yeah.
Makes it sexy as shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Immediate glow up. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Come on, Cameo. Get with it, Mr.
Come on,
Cameo.
Cameo. Yeah. Like, why don't they do the thing where, like every now and then my daughter will call me from my wife's phone, and I look, and as I answer, I'm a cat.
Yeah.
And I don't know how she did it, because I don't understand shit.
No. Aww. Is this a new thing?
It's like on Messenger. She can do all sorts of stuff where it's like, she makes me look like I've got a propeller beanie.
Aww.
What is this? Of course, like a 7-year-old has figured this out.
Yeah, they're like, this is the new app. This is how you do it.
She elbows me away from the computer like, oh, God, let me do it. Jesus. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
And I'll tell her like, well, when I was a kid, a computer was as big as a refrigerator. Do you know that? Yeah, you told me.
I know. It's amazing the shit that we just didn't give two fucks about our parents telling us. I feel so bad because I'm like, it is interesting, but I just couldn't have cared less when you told me.
No.
But that's why I look at like the people that like people say like, oh, okay, well, the people who are dying of COVID, they're like old people. And I'm like, that's the shit.
They have valuable
people.
Yes.
I'm so disgusted by how quickly everyone's been like, right off the bat, old people aren't people, right? Anyway, like, what?
Yeah, they were like old people and smokers, and they're like, "Wait, what, me? Oh, I'm addicted.
Well,
I'm trying."
Like an ominous beetle floating over us.
This is
definitely a dude.
Or is it a drone?
It might be a drone. We're getting too close to the truth. We're like, they're talking about Sizzler in that backyard. Oh shit!
Oh yeah.
Get there.
Yeah. And they sent it from Sizzler.
They sent it.
Wait, where'd it go?
It's up top. Yeah.
There it is.
It's one of those.
It's just trying to figure out what to do.
I hope he gets his life together.
Bye. You got it.
You're almost out. You're almost out.
All right.
Come on, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Let's go back to Zoom.
What?
The real world is scary.
Elements don't like
I swear,
me.
He's so dumb. He yeah. like he was there. He had
so
it.
He had a taste of freedom.
Go. Go.
You're so close, man. Go.
No.
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 Oh, you idiot.
Oh my God. This
I'm not gonna
is...
feel bad
I think
about...
he's just a glutton for punishment at
I
this
think
point.
So too.
He likes yeah. it. He's like yeah. trying to get spanked right now.
I'm digging him.
He's pretty, I think.
Yeah, maybe he should land on your...
Yeah, on my shoulder like Bernie Sanders, and I'll, like, I'll be all like, yeah, check it out.
Beetle
yeah,
Sanders. Yeah.
Beetle Sanders.
Also, what if this is a cockroach?
Oh, he's really...
No, it's not
no,
cockroach.
No, it's one of those cool...
Like Japanese beetles or
okay.
something.
Beetles, but yeah. it's just really...
Oh my God, he's going to land on French.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes.
What is happening?
He like loves you, French.
I know.
It's beautiful. You're just like a horrifying Snow White right now.
Yeah.
Just
like
wrath.
Snow White.
Yeah. Check out my beetle.
Yeah, yeah, my
or
beetle.
Snow Black.
Or maybe I'm all like, fly, beetle, fly.
Yeah.
Whoa, this guy's really, okay, haunted, okay. guys. All right, all yeah. right.
Okay.
We'll no more beetle.
Get it together, guys. Let's get right. it together.
Oh, yeah.
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
Oh, there he goes. He got it.
Oh,
yay.
He did it.
Yay. Good job.
So, like, during, like, the whole thing, it seems like everybody either, like, gains weight
yeah.
or loses weight because you're freaking out.
Yeah.
I have a six-pack.
Oh, yeah.
But it's buried under a bunch of fat. So that's the issue. That's the problem. I know it's there.
We all do.
Yeah. We all do.
Yeah.
That, maybe that's the way to look at it.
We all have our inner six pack. Yeah.
Like, I'm ripped. You just can't,
you can't see it. You're ripped. You're just patched up on top.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm protecting a six pack because it was hard to get, so I'm keeping it safe.
And and protecting people from seeing it because, like, then they'll just freak out. And it's just like, what? You'd never get out of bed. You'd just be with strangers all the
time. Well, I mean, like, can you imagine, like, I mean, your cameo price would be through the roof, and it's a pandemic. People don't have jobs.
That's
you're
true.
A man of the people.
That's
so
true.
You're with the six-pack, it would
I'd be like $3,000 for my cameo.
Yeah.
$1,000 per ad, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We should get you a muscle suit to wear for those cameos.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's the way to go with it.
Yeah, that'd be pretty fun.
And a wig?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like pull off the shirt and have a muscle suit underneath. Just like, oh.
Happy birthday. Who wants it? Who wants to go through the spanking machine? Oh. Did they do that when you were kids?
Yeah. Yeah.
The spanking machine?
Not adults. I think other kids did it to us. Did you have adults put you through the spanking machine?
Just one.
No. That one time.
No,
wait, it was supposed to be
kids.
You got that certain number of spanks for your birthday?
Yeah.
And
it was like, they would like just form a big thing where you went between their legs and they just...
No, you form like a tunnel with your legs and as the kid goes through,
you spank them. I had a gym teacher that pulled your ear for every year that you were a lot, that year for your birthday. Like, pulled your ear.
Awful.
Yeah, she sucked. She was a really bad gym teacher.
You just walk away with a giant ear.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
That sounds like the Matilda, like, villain. Like, what?
She had that energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a dance teacher that, her name was Joanne, and she would sit there eating Italian food while you were in side splits. She would come sit on your back. I have this memory of her eating a lasagna and sitting on my back.
She was going through a divorce.
Oh, that's good lasagna.
I feel like she's the alternate universe of Jolene, where it's like, Joanne. Like, please don't sit on my back.
Eat your lasagna. Joanne. Oh, my God.
She lived in that dance studio.
Oh, she did. It was called,
like,
Joanne's.
Yeah. Lost all my money in the fabric game, and now I'm here.
I'm sorry. Here I am. I just got to finish up this lasagna.
I'm just imagining she has the lasagna thing that's like as big as this table, just one little corner every day.
Yeah. Just a party lasagna.
Like, that's just every
day. Like
those
giant pizzas you have to drive on top of the
car.
It's like, are you Joanne strong, or are you Joanne with lasagna strong?
Yeah.
Now get down there and get It's the extra thing. I remember being on a plane with a dude who just, like, before we even left, pulled out, like, leftover fish and ate it.
No.
Like,
yeah.
Like a fish sandwich or something, and it just, like, gassed the cabin. And I just remember thinking, like, you're a bad person.
Yeah.
Like, you're just, like, not, like, you know what I mean?
No,
like,
get your
like
fish some people, off the plane.
Get your fish off.
Fish and hard-boiled egg. I mean, fish is obviously a bigger deal, but hard-boiled eggs, like, I like eating them, but that's a problem on a plane.
Yeah.
There's some things that are just one day you get in, you get out, and it's done.
Yeah, yeah, there's no next day for that situation. Yeah.
Hard-boiled
Kyle
egg.
Kinane has a really good joke about a guy, a guy bringing pancakes
like
onto a plane.
A Ziploc bag full of pancakes.
Like, no syrup. He had to put them through security and bring them
on. A bag of pancakes with no syrup, and he just started eating them with his hands. I love that story.
Fucking people. I remember seeing a woman like in an airport just waiting to get on a flight, and she was just full on like flossing her teeth.
Uh-huh.
And then her friend was just looking at her for a really long time. Yeah. And I thought, oh, she's going to just tell her, hey, you know, do it in the bathroom or something. Yeah. And no, she pulled out her floss and started going at it, too. So it's just like two women, like, flossing their teeth. And you're like, what the fuck is wrong? This is like life unraveling.
Oh, man.
Can I ask you guys a question about flossing your teeth?
Yes.
Please.
Yeah.
Of course, Mark.
Yeah, I would like to hear it.
Yeah. Is it a myth? Yes.
This is something that I don't understand how it works with flossing your teeth. Is in either way, if you're using the floss or...
Barbara's also got her hands like...
Yeah, I'm dying.
Tented up like she's hatching a plan for us right now.
It's something I've wanted to know but been too scared.
I get you. I get you.
I feel like this is the beginning of getting lured into a cult.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on, next scene, what you got for
me? Does one really floss their teeth? Okay, so... Either with the string or with the individual flossers, which is what I use.
Yes.
Do you clean it off after everything? Or, like, what do you do? Because it's, like, there's stuff on there.
In between teeth, you mean?
Yeah. Oh.
No, I use a different part of the floss. Like,
but
once
those flossers, there's not enough room.
Oh, I use full length, like, so I don't know.
Once you get, like, some chunk on it, you clean it off.
That's what I do, but it feels like I'm wasting water then.
Waste the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to put the crap inside
of
a
bag. Well, I know it seems pointless, but they don't really tell you, like, what to do.
No, they don't. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a context clue. You would.
But it seems like a waste of water. I don't
it
know.
It is a waste of water.
You're why the coffee says hot.
That's fine. I'll take it. You don't want the chunks going back into other teeth.
I know. No. Yeah. But that's the thing. That's like you think like, oh, I'm supposed to do this, but I'm not supposed to do that. I'm wasting water, but I'm and at a certain point, you're like, fuck it, God damn it.
Yeah,
I'm going to hell anyway. Good Lord.
Yeah. I will say the pandemic, I threw it because before I was very like, no chemicals in my house, all natural, everything. Everything's clean with vinegar.
Yeah.
As soon as it hit, I was like, give me the Clorox. Give me the Tide. I've just like abandoned all sense of like.
Yeah, it's bleach everything all the time.
I know you like it, you know you like you're thinking like oh I'm going to you know keep my you know footprint small as far as like boxes and bags and stuff and suddenly
oh,
you know
it's box city
Amazon's there every day and I'm all like oh fucking care we're all going down anyway
I know we were all doing like so that. Well and then it was just like everything has to be delivered food has to be like takeout containers are everywhere
yes
it's like well
yeah I know
what are you gonna do
I know.
Yeah.
No.
The good thing to do is you get a cat that likes to sit in boxes because then it feels like they have a second life.
That's
of
true.
Some
it feels like it was for a point.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh, you got kittens.
Yeah,
got
I kittens. Did.
Yes.
I got Sarah McLachlan. It's what happened.
Oh,
I kept watching those commercials and it's like, oh, ASPCA. And she's singing her song. And I'm all like, oh, man. And my daughter's like, oh, I want a cat. And she's got no friends. So I'm like, I'll get you two fucking cats.
Yeah.
And so we got a couple of cats and they're fantastic.
Oh,
but like she had already named them a year before we got them. And two came up, and they were great.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, these two need a home. You know, they're from the same litter, a couple of boys. And she's like, no, one of them's a girl. And I'm like, well, they're just boys. And she's like, no, it's Raymond and Fifi. I've already decided.
Fuck it.
And so finally I was like, okay, well, you're Fifi now. Because, like, you know what? Like, you know, they don't need a driver's license.
No.
Cat doesn't, like, you know, Fifi's gender fluid, baby.
Absolutely.
But, like, the longer that Fifi's been a girl, like, I don't even look at Fifi as, like, a boy now.
Yeah.
Fifi's just Fifi. Fifi's, like, kind of David Bowie.
Yeah.
Like, it's just slinky,
right,
you know.
Gender bending.
And Raymond's a dumb baby. You know,
but Raymond's a Raymond.
Yeah, but they're delightful. I really like it because I've always had dogs for years, and then I lost two in the same year, and it bummed me out. And so I waited for a while, and then the cats. But you bring them in, and they were already like chipped. They were already clipped, and they just
chipped
and clipped.
Yeah,
and they just like you know you don't have to do anything. They just go to the bathroom like adults.
Yeah,
alone. And what I love about cats is that they're cold-blooded killers.
Oh, yeah.
So I love just the little jaguars.
Yeah, they are. Little murderers.
They are. They are. Yeah. Little murderers. Tiny murderers.
They're tiny murderers.
Who didn't want that in your home?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love
it. I've been trying to talk Sean into letting me get a cat. We already have two dogs in this small place, but I'm like, there was a, I do the social media at one of the animal shelters here.
Yeah.
So I'm just constantly seeing awesome. There was a three-legged cat named Pirate.
Oh, my God.
That he wouldn't let me get. How do you not get a three-legged cat named Pirate?
Fucking Sean.
Thank you.
And you already married him?
I already married him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
He's very allergic. I will see.
Oh, he'll be fine. Does he have Kleenex?
Yeah, but it's one less leg to be allergic to.
Thank you. That is a great pitch.
That is the pitch right there, Babs. One less leg to be. Look, you're like 75% allergic. I know. Well, we like, at first my wife was like, should we get maybe just one, and I'm like, no, let's get two, because then when you're out of the house,
exactly,
yeah, they get to
they just wrestle out. And they dork around. It's the easiest thing, and so now I'm cat man. I'm just fucking totally down with cats. That's all I do. I'm all like, look at you, you're adorable.
You get obsessed when they're in your house. You're like,
yeah, they're pretty crazy. I've never lived with one before.
Yeah, she has one now too.
Yeah, my roommate has one, and I'm just like, what? They're fascinating. What are you looking at?
Yeah,
he's just.
Oh, yeah.
He's staring at a wall for 10 minutes, and I'm like, what?
They for sure see dead people. Yeah.
They protect you from, like, spirits in the night, and our cat sits out right outside our door every night. So I'm like, all right, thanks.
Thank you. But they also suck the air out of babies.
Yes. It's a give and take.
It's a give and take.
It evens out.
Yeah.
It evens out.
So if you're going to get a cat, just, like, don't, you know.
No babies.
No babies.
That's fine.
Be barren.
That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at this point, yes.
Yeah. Oh, shit. It's like, it's so weird. Like, for so long, it was like nobody was driving. And the beautiful thing was that the air was so pretty. So, and it was just, like, really nice. And now everything's on fire.
As soon as we started doing shit again, it was like, boom, fire. Yeah.
Dummies.
Yeah. Hey, you fucking assholes.
But, like, you see weird things, like, during, like, the protests and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I live close to Fountain. Mm-hmm. And I just see a guy walking shirtless with a deer rifle. Fountain, Jesus, and I'm all like, okay,
it's okay, man.
I think I'm gonna go inside, or else I see like five white guys riding bird scooters with like empty duffel bags.
Scooters were kind of the beginning of the end, I think.
I think that's true. That's where we can trace it back to.
Yeah, yeah. That's it's not the Sizzler.
No, it's the scooters.
It's the scooters.
It's the Limes.
I knew it.
And the minute they dropped those scooters down, and I just saw a bunch of dum dums riding scooters, like.
Yeah,
I just became like Clint Eastwood on my porch. Like, you should wear a helmet. Yeah. Why are these scooters around? You're fucking like wigging out. But I don't know. It just everything just feels off.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do about it?
That's my question. Is like, when do we? It feels so. Yeah. Like, what do we do? Because it feels like we've all individually tried many things to help. But we're just kind of like.
I'm personally, I think, in mostly denial. Like, I'm still training for a marathon.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We have to continue some semblance of life.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to contain some normalcy.
Yeah, you do. And also, at some point, you're going to need to run, baby. You don't need to run long and far.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody. I'm running to San Diego. What?
Okay.
Okay.
We're like, ha-ha, tomorrow. That's what happens.
Dude, my roommate was down in San Diego a couple weekends ago. Her and her boyfriend went to just go for a drive to the beach there, and nobody was wearing masks at all. And somebody told her that it's because they don't have to wear masks because they're cleaner than Los Angeles. And she was like, well, I'm leaving your city now and never coming back, San Diego.
Kidding. That's the thing people don't understand about California is that it's like really liberal, really crazy. Really liberal, really, you know, and I don't mean like that they're all crazy, but.
No. But there's chunks.
But there's chunks of like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's just like a new level of disdain for LA that I'm like defies science.
Yeah, I thought we'd already gotten all the versions of I don't like LA, but that's a new one.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, cool. We wear masks because we're a filthy city. I don't think that's how.
That's like actually the opposite.
But... Yeah, exactly. But all right, whatever.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's exhausting.
Yeah, I know. It's all right.
Should we do a question before we go to break?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. We'll do this one. French, who will save us?
Who will save us?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, in the movie version, The Rock.
That's so true.
But
he had COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, but COVID Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, he'd be so tired.
He just got over it. He posted on his Instagram. He had COVID for a couple
I hate
weeks.
To think about him not being able to taste things because I love watching him eat.
I know his cheat days are.
He The Rock literally can't smell what he is cooking. How did that happen? Oh, man. All right. I'll save you. I'll do it.
Thank you, French.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody, go buy a cameo from French so it'll save us.
Yes. That's how we get saved by French. Everybody buys
We're
a cameo.
We're all getting in the RV.
Yeah. It's a good idea. It's not a bad plan at all.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And I'm French.
Yay!
Not a lady.
We're talking about living off the land, living in Yosemite.
Oh, yeah.
I think number one, I'm a vegetarian, so I'm fucked.
Yeah.
So I'd have to change my whole life.
You're just eating bark.
Which, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's basically half the shit of lessons anyway.
Yeah.
But I think I would be pissed when I ran out of weed.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You'd have to find a space where you can grow some weed.
There you go.
You know, there's a point like where we were in the RV and like we'd like, I promised my daughter, oh, we're going to make s'mores because we were doing all this stuff.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And she was like, we got late and the coals had gone out. And she was like, oh, we didn't make s'mores. And I was like, oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. And she was like, but you said we were going to make s'mores. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so I start like MacGyvering a s'more with a lighter. And basically, I just put a marshmallow in a spoon.
Yeah.
And I Kurt Cobained it. like I full on Amy Winehouse this s'more in a spoon. And then I poured it on top of chocolate and a cracker and I gave it to her. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, oh, that's the worst s'more I've ever had. And I'm like, well, you're alive.
I hope that someday your daughter goes to like a camp out with friends eventually. And like that's, she's like, oh, it's s'more time. And
she pulls out her spoon. Pulls out her kit.
This is how daddy showed me
this
how to
is how he does it.
And then you have to inject the chocolate with this syringe.
That was the other thing. That's the other thing. It's like we've been like listening to like the online learning. And there's some like a kid that like my kid goes to school with and he was – they were talking about like just wildlife or whatever. And then the kid says like out of nowhere, my daddy killed a rat with a hammer.
Oh, God. Oh,
no. And it got really quiet. And she said, oh, well, yeah, it was running around and he trapped it. And then he killed it with a hammer. He just kept hitting it and hitting it and hitting it. And I'm sitting there and I'm all like, oh, you got my attention. This is you know.
That's a dad taking out some frustration.
Yeah, he's just like, oh look, I can't call Orkin, so I'm just taking matters into my own hands.
No.
Good Lord.
Yeah, my poor husband is fucked because I am like, I'm very animal rights. So I've made him, at his old house before we moved in together, there was a mouse there and the exterminator was coming to get rid of the mouse. So in order to save the mouse from the exterminator, I made Sean grab it with his bare hands and take it outside to freedom before the exterminator got
there.
Did
he do it?
He did it because he loves me. Yeah.
He loves you.
He got bit by it. I felt bad. Oh.
Sean's patient zero. There's any number.
He got bit there at the end.
He got bit. And then he got attacked by a raccoon because he was distracted by the rat.
And he still put a ring on it.
He still put a ring on it. I love you more than
on
anything.
The mouse.
You guys just moved back into your house. Have the animals taken over underneath the place?
No. Yeah, while you were gone? We had a possum situation last year that was really driving Sean crazy. They were living underneath our house. Every night it sounded like they were moving furniture down there. But again, I wouldn't let them kill the possum. So we got one of these humane traps and he became obsessed with it. He started to lose his mind. Like we'd be talking about, like, I think the possum was outsmarting him. Like he would put food in and the possum would get the food and then leave.
Yeah.
We'd be having like a totally unrelated conversation. He'd be like, I think what I have to do is wait the door and change the bait.
So he just got into a possum duel.
A total possum duel. It lasted a month. I was like ready to coexist with the possum. I was like, whatever. It lives in a different place. It's fine.
Yeah, it's under the house. It's neighbors.
Yeah.
It's duplex.
Yeah.
It's duplex.
Duplex.
Fucking possum. Like, I remember like walking out one night, like I'd been playing poker with a friend, and I come out, it's like North Hollywood, and I look over and I'm like, who's standing next to my car? And it was a full-on raccoon.
Yes.
Just standing next to my car. And hell, you look, yeah, at them and like, they've got hands.
Oh yeah.
They're so,
and I'm
human,
walking like, towards my car, and I realize like, he's not leaving. And suddenly I start to think, oh, it's his car now.
Yeah. No, they're right, who took your car?
I'm like, I'm gonna, like, I was intimidated. He like backed me down.
See his little hands on the
wheel.
I see
his little hand. Yeah. Yeah. Turning the ignition with his tiny raccoon hand. Shifting. Like, I was just like, okay. And I literally waited like 45 minutes because I didn't know what you do with a raccoon.
No, like, and yeah, that is a great lesson in why it's great to be confident. Because when you're the raccoon, people just let you have the car.
Yeah.
Be the raccoon.
Be the raccoon.
Oh. Raccoon. That's our TED talk. Yeah, be the raccoon. Which is all good to like, hey, be the raccoon. What?
Yep.
What are you feeling like? Well, my boss is kind of, hey, be the raccoon. Be the raccoon. Ask for that raise with your tiny hands.
Yes, exactly.
Give it. Give it,
no, we had two out here one night. They were a two-man operation. One of them was scaling that fence. They looked like they were literally in the process of robbing a bank. I opened the door.
Yeah.
They turned around, not scared at all, like, can we help you? Yeah. And the one that was clearly kind of on busy lookout, yeah, they weren't even bothered at all. They're just like, you need to get out of here. We're busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want any part of this. Get out of here, lady. Yeah.
Leave now.
Yeah. I was like, you guys are right. I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah, as yeah, you were.
You
yeah,
saw nothing.
Yeah. Jeez. Cool. I wasn't sure if they came back, they moved back in with you guys gone for so long.
No. Well, yeah, not good, that we know of. Yeah, we haven't heard them.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Where did...
Oh, wait.
Oh,
we're going to do a lady problem. Since we obviously know how to solve everyone's yeah, problems with raccoon,
sure,
be the raccoon.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
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 Exactly.
I've done it before. I'll do it again.
So this is episode 400, Lady Problem. If you have one, send them to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady Problems. Lady Problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
This is a bit of a long one, so bear with me, everybody. Okay. She says, thanks for always keeping me laughing and giving me something to look forward to every week. She saw Magic Mike XXL in Chicago with you, Brandy.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
She watched our live Q&As and comedy and even snuck into a Friday dance party or two during my quarantine dance party. So she's very grateful.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm a talent agent in Chicago. I started another agency about 7 years ago and then left at the end of 2018 to open the Chicago branch of an existing bi-coastal agency. It's been super rewarding as I'm essentially my own boss now and got to build a really kick-ass roster from scratch. I love my job. It's fast and furious. Every day is different. The talent that I rep is phenomenal, and the community in Chicago is super unique and collaborative, which I love. So I have two things that I'm dealing with. One, how do I keep my job from soaking up my entire identity? I went to school for acting, so the majority of my friends are and community are actors. Many of my friends are my actors. I even represent my fiancé. I know. I definitely have social anxiety, and one thing that is a huge social lubricant for me is talking about work, so that's often a default for me, especially with other people in my industry. But then it turns out to be all we talk about, and it feels like it makes my friendships more shallow and less well-rounded. Making friends has always been easy for me, but I haven't made many close friends, and I have a hard time creating and keeping really strong friendships. Not much drama ever, I just kind of feel like I'm a back burner friend to a lot of people that I would consider closer. I also tend to get super tunnel vision when I'm working and being a mom of an 8-year-old and also trying to plan a wedding. I let too many of my personal and family home/life goals fall by the wayside, way too many. I can't seem to find the balance no matter how hard I try, and I just don't want to have a career, and I don't want to have to change careers just to exist as a human outside of the industry. I've worked really hard to get where I am, and I want to be able to enjoy that while also being a better friend/partner/mom. Any suggestions with how to get a better boundary setting and also seeking connection outside of job-related stuff? She has a second part. I'll just read the second part. This has obviously been an insane time for our performers, being completely out of work, and now all of a sudden it seems that the industry is just catapulted back to life, and there are so many new norms and self-tapes, and I can feel that so many people are overwhelmed or unsure. I want to make sure that we're offering all the opportunities we can while fully supporting people who just don't feel ready to go back to work yet. But aside from literally putting, it's okay to turn this down if you aren't ready, in every audition email, which we do, I'm not sure how to best support people while also keeping opportunities coming for actors who need it and want it. I feel like they think they're letting us down when they turn things down. Any thoughts or input on how best support people while also keeping things rolling? Best, basically. So, kind of like in, you know,
yeah,
we got industry questions,
industry stuff, but I mean, yeah, it's all applicable, I think, to a lot of people going through this right now.
I mean, I feel like the majority of my friends are show folk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I feel like we talk about a lot of stuff that isn't necessarily industry related.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think how or why that is.
Yeah. Oh, it's a squirrel.
Whoa, squirrel. Whoa. I love that squirrel.
We're getting lots of good action.
Yeah, that squirrel is so funny. He fucks with my dog nonstop, and he always wins.
Oh, squirrels are bastards. Yeah. I've got one that's all like,
Yeah.
Oh, I also had one. We'll get back to it real quick.
No. Yeah.
I also had a bird. I've got Bird Buddy. Where I was spending so much time in my backyard, there was the same bird, and I started like crunching up like a sun chip, and throwing it out, and then Bird Buddy would come and bird. And one day, Bird Buddy like landed on my shoulder.
Yes. Whoa!
Is it a bluebird? Because they're really friendly.
I couldn't get like.
Was it blue?
I guess it is. Like, I don't know what it is. It was not.
Is it a crow?
No, it's like just like a tiny little like bird colored bird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it just landed on my shoulder, and I was like, oh, I'm like, I'm totally magical. And then I realized like, oh, it's a pandemic and there's a dirty bird on my shoulder. And then I immediately was like, get the fuck off my shoulder. I don't need you. I don't need a
that
friend.
Magical moment.
I don't know. It sounds like sometimes it's okay to just say no.
Yeah.
And people have a hard time with just saying no or taking smaller bites. Like doing the same thing but smaller and not being having to save the world or do everything for everybody.
Yeah.
Like saying like, I can do this much and that's okay. And beyond that, I can't, you know, I can't help you. I have to also have me. And, you know, it's hard, like, you know, because my wife, she got social anxiety. And so I'm her, like, wingman.
Yeah,
right.
So at a party, like, we can stand there and I can, you know, socially lubricate a situation.
Yeah, you're going to run the show. Yeah.
You know, I can
think
be
socially
mayor.
Anxious people end up matched up with like extroverted people a
like
lot.
Like the mayor.
Yeah. Yeah. Because my husband is kind of like shyer than I am, and I'm happy to be the one that's just.
Yeah. And I'm good, but I'm good at a burst. And then, like, you know, after that, like, my wife, like, describes me as a. The girl from Stranger Things, what is it?
11? Seven.
Yeah. And she just like, you know, like when she's done something, she bleeds from the nose and just like, you know, goes vacant for a while.
Yeah.
I'm a
sprinter. Well, you got to have the rest time.
Yeah, you got to be
on all the time.
Yes,
definitely. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like, I don't know if you do this, but it sounds like you've got to really, I think, start setting a boundary with like work time, being like, I don't look at emails after 8 p.m. or something.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know that's really hard in this time when everything feels 24/7, but
and
if
people
you can
in
set
other countries
like that,
do that.
Yeah.
Like set time and then like, then they have a 2-hour dinner and they, you know, relax. It's.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, it's so hard in this industry, especially when all your friends are also the people you work with, because it is like a constant like.
That's
friend
the problem. It's
thing.
Like pandemic advice. It's just like people are trying to survive, and so it's like.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that's just like, oh, keep busting your ass until we get a vaccine. But I don't know.
Yeah.
That might be terrible. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like it's a hard thing because it's like what would you would say now is like a little bit different than before for sure.
But I mean, I think the problem she's having is like at least with the friend thing is like. They're only talking about like the industry. I think she just needs different things to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, which is like, I don't know, maybe book club.
Oh.
Yeah, reading a book together is a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think also just for, because I can do that too. I can be like, I'm just straightforward. So I can be like, here's the thing.
Yeah.
And forget to be like, how are you? Like, what's going on with you? And have that genuine conversation and not just have it be small talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think if you can kind of force yourself to get over the hump of being like, hey, like, let's talk about life for a second.
Yeah.
You know, maybe try making yourself do that every time when you start talking to people.
Mm.
Well, because it can be easy to just be like, let's get the thing done.
It's really it's why, like, I've got a friend, Candace, and she's a lawyer. And I like talking to her because it's not, you know, it's something different or like, you know.
Because she's smart.
Yeah, because she's smart. No. It's not like playing poker with a bunch of comedians where it's just like you feel like, oh, just all these dudes are mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, like, and everyone's trying to one-up each other.
They're trying to one-up each other. They're mean. And it's just I just end up looking at around the table and thinking, I just see a bunch of seventh graders that are wounded and they don't know it. And so they're covering it up with, like, anger and pokey shit. And it's like, just calm down. Like, you know, like... Stop being a boy.
That's so much all of it, French.
This is why we love you so much.
Yes. You fucking get it. I mean, I think maybe there's like stuff that you could do with your friends that like make you feel like here in LA at least, we have these like community fridges that you could be like, hey, I'm gonna like drive around and like if you have anything to donate, I'm gonna pick a bunch of stuff up today
like,
or something.
Break it up, do something.
And have like something that is like fun that you guys could all do that like gives you something like nice outside of the industry
That's
to talk about
idea.
Too.
Yeah.
You know, that also helps the causes and stuff that are going, you know, everything going on right now.
Did she say she was in a relationship?
Yeah, she's engaged. So she's also trying to plan her wedding.
She represents her fiance too.
Yeah, they were. I think they were going to have their wedding got postponed, but they're still planning it.
And planning a wedding is a bear too, on top of everything.
Yeah,
I can't imagine people who have to plan a wedding right now. Like,
it's the worst.
Yeah. Especially just like being like, is it going to happen?
Yeah, that on top of everything.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why I started doing backyard weddings because people were just like, oh, I just want to do it. And and then we just Zoomed it.
Yeah. You know,
it's like there's something romantic about a trip to City Hall or a backyard wedding.
Yeah.
You're just like, did it. And...
Yeah. It's like, this is a bare bones. We love each other. Come hell or high water. We're getting this done.
Yeah.
It feels pure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. Yes. It does. And it takes like a mother-in-law out of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because a wedding can really quickly become about somebody else. They're like, well.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's half the battle.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you don't have an officiant yet, I mean, French.
Oh, yeah. Both Brandy and French.
We're both on our date as well. We can tag team.
Let's tag team that wedding.
I would love to tag team a wedding with you.
Let's dual turns on that wedding.
let's get matching tuxes.
Yeah, we're going to gangbang that wedding.
Yes.
Yeah, let's
you guys
do it.
Know if I get married, all three of you, in a three-person church.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. We're going to jump all over your wedding. Oh, we're going to take turns on your wedding, Barbara.
Our special day. Our special day.
It's your special day. Take it. Here comes somebody else. Oh, no.
I'll never forget, Brute, when I got married. You're running around so much that whole week, especially as the bride just spray tan and the nails. And I forgot to get my pussy waxed, and I was getting my...
You had one job. Oh, no.
It's the last thing on the list.
And I was getting my nails done, and I noticed that they did that. And so I was like, would you mind just throwing that on the bill?
Could you toss in a little help for the lady?
And so she brings me back to this room that's like also where they keep all the extra nail polish and stuff, you know?
Sure, shine it up while you're at it.
She clearly doesn't do this very often, and this is the woman who usually does my nails and like was not enjoying waxing my pussy. And the whole time she's waxing my pussy, every strip that she pulled off, she just kept going, for your special day.
Wow. Here's something for your love.
Oh my God.
But that's what happens. Like we got married in the South, and so they throw like a billion parties. We were like in New Orleans.
Oh, wow,
And they're like very formal, and so they're throwing this is this party, and this is that party. And by the time we got through all the parties, like my wife, who's like total social anxiety, she's like just stressed. And we walked out, and it was like we were going to get married in a few hours. And she walked over, and she just threw up in her hand.
Oh, my God.
And then she walked over. Like, she was just, like, worn out. And then she walked over and like to a hot dog stand and just, like, sort of elegantly, like, cleaned herself up. And then she said, I'll be better in four. I'll see you later. And then I went and slept in a park, and then, like, we got married.
Okay. Beautiful.
But, you know, I mean, but that's all this shit happens.
It's exhausting.
They were telling me, like they were like, oh, get your nails done. It'll be nice for your wife. Just clean yourself up that way. And I'm like, I got my nails done. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, do you want to put, like, a shine on it? And I'm like, no, I don't think so. And they're like, do it. For your wife. And
for
I'm
your
like,
wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then before the wedding, me and my best man go into this bar, and it's just like down in the French Quarter.
Yeah.
And it's got like black light, and suddenly I've got Dracula glowing nails. And I'm standing there, and I'm like, what? And everybody's looking at me like, what the fuck is up with you? And I'm all like, oh, I've just got my hands in my pocket.
They upsold your whole wedding. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm going to do your wedding.
Now you've got to get engaged. Yeah.
He's not the nerd. He's an art nerd.
Art nerd.
Yeah. He's an art nerd.
Yeah.
I like art nerd.
Yeah.
Is that what he does? Like,
he's an artist.
He's an abstract artist. He's pretty good.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good.
Where'd
piece.
You find him?
Okay, Cupid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm fascinated. Like, that's the answer that I get more often than not. Like, somebody just, you know.
I mean, yeah, obviously I was dating around forever and, you know, just lots of hits and misses. But
yeah. Yeah. I think when, especially if you're a comedian, you're only, but what happens is you either end up sleeping with one of your friends and marrying them.
Yeah.
Or OK Cupid. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the gamut of it all.
Comedians are the lowest rung. Of dating material.
So who's going to come down to us? Only the other ones.
Yeah. Yeah, you just end up in a gutter.
Or you trap someone else.
Yeah,
exactly. Friend's question about from like the like actor talking to like agent perspective of her question. Like, how have your people been dealing with you? Have they, like, or like, are you like anxious to be back? Like, how are you answering auditions and shit like that?
I'm like, I haven't worked since February.
Yeah.
And I've got like a show on, you know, I'll go back and forth on Mom.
Yeah.
But they're just now sort of starting. And so it's been just like quiet and nothingness.
Yeah.
So they're just now starting to do stuff again.
Yeah.
And so basically I figured, well, I'm never going to be in a casting office again in my life.
Yeah.
So I just, our office, we just put up a background. We've got a green screen. We've got a ring light.
Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of make a little studio.
And you just prepare for the future. And so now it's just now starting to roll, but I will be honest. I've got nothing for you.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Would you like?
Well, I guess she's like really asking. Like, she feels bad. She doesn't want to make people think they have to like do stuff because they might not be ready.
Right.
So she said, like, I thought maybe I'll let people choose to be fully inactive versus active until they're ready to be back. And she said, I want that to come off as cold. But I'm like, I think that
sounds great.
Put that in their court and be like, just let us know as soon as you're ready.
Totally.
You know?
I think she sounds fine.
Yeah, I think so too. I understand where you're coming from, but I do think that you're overthinking it.
Yeah.
You know, everyone knows it's a hard time right now and everyone's trying to do their best.
What's her name?
Casey.
Casey, you're great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, sociopaths don't ask these questions.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Like, nice people ask these questions. And the fact that you're, like, even thinking about it. You know.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, as far as being in the industry and not having great communication with people I've worked with, the fact that you're thinking about this at all is like a joy.
Yeah. It's miles
it really
apart.
Is.
Yeah. I would love to get like a check-in email from somebody that
like,
I make
you
money
care?
For.
Yeah.
I will say I did do a Zoom audition, my first one ever, and it was so fucking weird. Have you had to do any of those?
I haven't I've done a bunch of meetings and fundraisers. But
right, yeah. An actual audition where like we came in, it was like, just wait until they let you in. So I was like, okay. And then it was just the woman. And I didn't know if
they had to keep the nerve-wracking part.
Yeah.
Of course.
Like, just sit here.
Yeah, we're not letting that go.
Yeah. And then, like, she comes on screen and she's like, hey, you're like, turn the camera. And I didn't know if there was other people in the room. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, me? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. So I had to, like, flip my camera because it wasn't, like, the right way.
Yeah.
And it was just so uncomfortable and, like,
I had one where like I did like a self tape,
right?
And at the end, they were like, you know, just you know, let us see your entire body and slate it and all of that. And so I did that, and like we couldn't fit my entire.
It's really
like,
hard. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't get my feet in, and so we did it, and then they were like, they called back, and they were like, could you redo the slate? And I was like, look. You know, I don't have the technology. I don't have the space.
Yeah.
It just is what it... I have feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, can I send those separately? Like, would you... Wait, are you a foot freak?
Yeah.
You just want a picture of my feet.
Need to paste together, like, a... Are you checking what I think
I'm checking to see if French is on Wiki feet.
Oh, if you have Wiki feet. We're all on Wiki feet.
Yeah, we are.
Wait a second.
You know what Wiki feet is?
I do not.
Guess. It's what you think it
is. It's where feet freaks go to... to rate feet.
Yeah.
Let's see. Wiki feet men.
Yeah.
Because
we all
have
like pretty deep wiki feet.
We've got
wikis.
Every time we post an Instagram with our feet, it gets on
somebody
there
adds
24
to our
hours.
Collection.
I like French Stewart is not on wiki
wow.
feet men.
You know you're
so,
you know
I'm pure.
You're just
hey, listener, if you're out there, you know what you
got
to do.
He's got feet, guys.
He's got
French
feet.
Has
he
feet.
Told us he's got
I
feet.
Do have
he's
feet.
Got feet.
Should I just, I'll just end up like going home and like taking a picture of my feet and putting them on?
Oh, they'll find them. They'll find them.
Yeah. I think whoever runs it listens. So.
Yeah, they do. Because every time we talk about it, photos end up on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody's out there going, feet?
Yeah. Did yeah. Somebody's in these streets. Like literally pictures from our like stories will pop up immediately on our WikiFeet profile. So. Yeah. Somebody that's listening is going to add you to WikiFeet.
There are all sorts of weirdos. When I was working in Canada, and this guy was like some French Canadian guy was all like, "Oh, you're in Canada?" It's like, "Oh, would you like to see my tattoo?" I'm like,
"Oh, like, you guys,
I don't know." And then he shows me, and it's a tattoo of me on him.
Whoa!
And then
damn.
I was all like, "Oh, I don't know."
Well, there we go.
Okay, I've got. This is a new one, everybody.
Oh,
this
cool.
is a new one.
Okay. Oh,
so I posted a story that said WikiFeet Family Edition because my cat's foot, my foot, my boyfriend's foot was mm-hmm. in it. Look what they did to my boyfriend's foot. They pixelated his foot out.
But not the cat?
But not the cat.
I love it. It's like, lady, check. Cat, check. I don't like it. Get off. That is insane. They pixelated. Somebody took the time to do that.
Someone pixelated his foot out. They also posted this one, which I said, will this get me on WikiFeet? And it's like a really small photo. Oh, you can't. See
oh
my feet underneath like a meal that I made down at the bottom.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
They have a discerning eye.
I didn't realize that this was a thing.
Oh, it's a whole thing. Well, I will say when you type in French Stewart feet into Google, a couple pictures of you and the cast of Third Rock with your feet out do come up. So,
Maybe that's an N.
Yeah, that's an N. Yeah.
I think those.
And then also you do get tagged in like Kristen Stewart feet pics because of the last name.
Oh, that's what happens all the time. Or Rod Stewart's going to show up
right.
sooner or later.
I mean, I'm just saying, WikiFeet cameo crossover.
Yes.
Oh, the feet do the cameo.
Yes.
That's a
I
good idea.
I think that'd be great.
If anybody wants to, yeah, feet cameo.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Can I see your feet for my birthday?
I'll give them a little voice or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Is that your foot voice?
No, my feet are probably closer to here.
Yeah, my feet definitely sound like Kathleen Turner.
Yeah. I got a real Sunset Boulevard foot.
Oh, my feet have a lisp. How's everybody? How's it going?
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Got a real tan foot.
I got a real tan foot. Check it. If you like feet. Jesus. Good Lord.
Of all things to like feet, we can all agree, don't need to be in public.
I don't feel like it. Like,
uh-uh.
I don't. Yeah.
I think it'd be less weird to be into elbows or something. Like, nobody actually has cute feet. I don't think.
You just spend so much
time checking my elbow. I'll just look at my elbow.
I get it. Yeah. I mean, I don't get like being super sexual chargedness of it, but I understand liking feet. I feel like they're very like interesting.
Not me. There's like nothing that pisses me off more than like, I mean, I'm a hypocrite because I never wear shoes, but like when
I'm a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Nobody pisses me off more than me.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? But like when nothing gives me the heebie-jeebies more than when someone takes off their shoes on a plane.
Oh,
well, no, that's a betrayal.
I mean, that's separate from the feet
issue.
That's a human violation.
I think I'm upset because I'm in close proximity to a naked foot.
I had one that came on a plane that came through. It was just next to me. It was on my armrest. And so, it was just like some dumb girl.
Yeah.
And my only, like, repercussion was to just use my armrest over her foot.
Yeah.
And so I just rested my arm over her foot.
Yeah.
And then I just felt it go.
Oh.
And then it just sucked back like the Wicked Witch. But it's like, you know, be a normal person on a plane. How fucking hard is it?
I don't mind if you go searching for a foot. I don't think that is acceptable.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Nobody should be around a foot if they don't want to be.
Right. I think like it's way
saying,
more
like,
normal.
My foot, my choice.
Yeah. Exactly.
Your foot, my choice.
Just think about other people. It's why we're in the mess we're in, because we haven't gotten good at thinking about other people around us. If we all just like didn't put our feet on each other, but metaphorically with everything,
we totally did.
Fine.
And it was like the people who are like, oh, you're wearing a face mask, you're just a big old pussy. And it's like, you know, you didn't have to go. It's not World War One where you lost your legs in a trench for your country, or you're not Rosie the Riveter.
It's really not that hard.
All you had to do was stay home for 2 fucking months.
Yeah,
and watch Netflix, and you could not do it.
Yeah,
and it's vanity. It's the mask. It's vanity. Yeah. And so it's sort of double gross because it's like, oh, you're the gross thing that you're accusing me of being.
Yeah.
Yes.
100%. Which is just this like. Mm-hmm. Prissy thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, exactly. Yeah, it's
the confluence of that with the fact that we have stopped agreeing on things like, you know, the shape of the earth and whether germs exist.
Yeah. That's what's exhausting. Like the other night, I was like, oh, I'm going to watch football, you know, and they do the Kansas City game and they have the moment of unity and the moment of unity got booed by the crowd. And I'm like, okay, so you're just not down with any manner of unity.
Right, yeah. It's like, how do we work with it? What does that mean? I don't even know.
I don't even understand.
I haven't watched the football, like any of the football
stuff.
It's
like when they take the knee during the national anthem,
right? It's sort of like when they took the knee. But what they did was they just said, look, we're not taking a knee. We're just like all linking up. And it's just a moment of unity. We're all like about to do a football game and we're together. And, you know, we're all people.
People booed that?
And they booed that. It was like, no.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't like it. So,
I will say my husband's a Philadelphia Eagles fan and they did boo Santa Claus.
Yeah, they're the worst ones.
Yeah.
No, they're the worst ones. They're the ones that throw batteries at children.
Yeah, and at their own team. I mean, no one is meaner to their own team than the Philadelphia Eagles fans, but they love them so much.
And they have like the worst stadium like ever. It's just all like effed up, and then they just the fans are mean. But
imagining they're good bats, fans. They're great barbed wire and shit hanging from the rafters.
Yeah, I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles Stadium has a jail in it.
Yeah,
there is a jail in the stadium.
Yeah, they arrest more people than any other team in the NFL during their games.
That makes sense.
There was that guy when they won the Super Bowl that just ate a bunch of horse shit happily on the street. Yeah, that's how he celebrated.
This is why there's so much like unrest, because people just don't have their regular like. They're not getting arrested at football games. They're it's got to go somewhere.
I got to go somewhere.
You know?
I got arrested once at Disneyland.
What did you do?
What the fuck? I've never heard this.
Well, they used to have the People Mover, which was like a tram that went across the thing. It's not there anymore. Mm-hmm. But it was my birthday, and I went by myself. I just had a day to kill, and I was just like burning some weed on the People Mover.
Oh, my God, French.
And once I got off, there were 2 bobbies standing there. And they said, hey, sir, would you please come with us? Really super polite. And so they take me over, and they walk me down to, like, downtown Disney, and they put me in what looks like a break room. And they show me a picture of me, like, huffing weed on the People Mover. And I was like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And then I sat there. They kept me. They said, okay. And then they kept me there for, like, an hour.
Yeah.
And then they came back, and they said, okay, sir, just don't come back, though. Don't come back. And it's like, at all? And they were like, just don't come back. But thank you, you know, and we're sorry this happened. And then they walked me to the gate. And so now, even now, like, I'll take my daughter to Disneyland, and I'm like, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be here. Did they have some NCIS stuff that where they can like do my face to a younger version
of
me?
If anybody does, it's Disney.
It must be. Oh, that's what I think.
Yeah. That's so funny.
But that kind of has to be worth it. I mean, no one can ever take away the experience of smoking weed on the People Mover from you.
No.
I mean, that sounds like a wonderful day.
Tess and I got banned from the Disney of Glendale.
The Americana.
From the Americana.
Americana.
Yeah.
How do you get banned from the Americana?
Because we jumped in the fountain.
We danced in the fountain. We danced and swam in the fountain.
Like Friends style?
Kind of, yeah. Well, it was Pavarotti.
It was an interpretive dance.
It was interpretive dance.
Oh, interpretive.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well,
I would describe it as like modern ballet. Some kind of opera song was playing. I don't even remember seeing people.
It was Celine Dion
and Pavarotti. Mm-hmm. And we were just drawn into the water.
It was after Magic Mike.
We watched Magic Mike XXL. We got wasted.
Okay.
It was Barbara's birthday.
this couple is of why drunk we're... girls crawled into the fountain.
This is why we're friends. It was my birthday. Okay. I've been getting drunk all day. We went to see this movie.
All right,
then...
but you just sold this as like an interpretive dance. like you were all moved by Pavarotti and Celine Dion. And then it turns out that you buried the lead, which is two drunk fucking dum-dums that climbed into a pool.
But afterwards, we were met by a, what are they called? Mountie.
Yeah.
So you were met by Bobby's. We were met by, they look like Mounties because they have these giant hats.
They do the hats?
The security
and he helped
there.
Us out of the fountain, and then he was like, you're banned for a month.
Oh, just a month?
It was just a month.
You're banned for a
easy
month.
Easy sentence.
And then he walked us all to the parking garage.
Yeah.
Made sure we left.
Yeah.
That's why I can't, like, I'm still off Facebook for another day.
You're real bad boy.
I kind of think you're going to get kicked right back off. I can sense it.
I feel it.
Yeah.
I can see the glint in your eye. You want it. It's been nice not having it, probably.
I do it as a break.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice way to force a break on yourself.
It's force a break by like, I've done it 12 times, but I'm thinking like maybe I need to broaden my horizons, not just Burt Reynolds.
Maybe someone did Paul Newman.
Are there any naked pictures of Paul Newman?
I bet that somebody's faked one at least.
Yeah, it's better if it's real.
I mean,
though.
Let's get your feet on that online and see what happens. Like, I could see you getting suspended for your feet, maybe.
Oh yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
If I just put them like my feet and then just put a big old dildo right next to them.
Yes. Your feet with a giant dildo.
Dildo
for size. Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to get that Wikipedia rating through the roof out of the gate.
I walk it like a cocket. Yeah. Good Lord. I can't believe this Wikifeet thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot.
I mean, like, we all, I would like my rating to be higher. I hate that I care.
I think I have a good one. Maybe that's why I like the feet thing.
Yeah. It's not terrible. I mean, I have really ugly feet, too. So, I mean, the fact that I'm even on there is kind of a privilege. No, I mean...
I will say, WikiFeet, not a bad idea career-wise, because there is a link that goes directly to your IMDb.
Shit.
Get that star meter through the roof, baby. Let's get you going.
Do they combine the star meter of WikiFeet with the IMDb star?
So now
eyeballs.
I've got to just, like, make my feet look as pretty as they can, put a filter on it.
I think so. I don't even know. I think you can put them up raw. Just give the people the goods, and they will put it on WikiFeet.
They will. Yeah, they'll take it.
Yeah.
They'll just take whatever it is.
They'll take whatever you give,
Yeah, because it's not about, like, the traditional beauty of the feet, necessarily.
No.
Like, something that makes them stand out is very interesting to them, like... They're very feet positive in a lot of different directions. Yeah. It's good.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
I just don't like it because it forces me to look at how many thirst traps I've posted. Mm. And those need to, again, just be something. It's like the
it
cameo.
Like it just spins your head off?
It's like the cameo. I just need it to be like, goodbye. Right. That never exists again.
Yeah, I don't need to think about it.
Yeah,
you need
that
a detachment.
Just was a one-time thing.
Oh, you guys, during COVID, have you cut your own hair?
I cut my hair yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Looks good.
Yeah, it's not bad, but it's rough. Yeah.
I did it three times. Wow. I the first time I Forrest Gumped it hard.
Yeah.
Like, because you know you're doing shaving and
right.
And then the second time I Pee Wee Hermaned it. And then the third time I like sling blade it like Billy Bob Thornton. It was just too. I don't know. It just took
a while.
This
is looking good. Is this a grown out sling blade?
This is like about 2 weeks into the sling blade.
It's looking good.
Oh, yeah, it grew out in a nice way.
It looks at least like human.
Yeah,
definitely.
But at one point they were like, oh, you're about to come back to work. And I'm all like, wow, like this? Oh, no. Like,
okay.
I think a hairdresser would probably gouge their eyes out if they saw how I was doing it. Because I literally was just like straight.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah.
It looks insane. But I have curly hair, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you can kind of hide it. I'm coming up on it. It'll be a year in October since my last haircut. And I'm just like curious to see...
Wow, that's
what
crazy.
That looks
so
like.
But it looks
like
good, though.
It does look good.
Thank you.
Did you do anything?
It's a good cut.
I had my hairdresser come over.
Yeah.
I had to. Like, yeah. I getting my
Just
hair
come
done.
Over.
My natural hair color is like the it's like white noise. It's the absence of anything. Like,
I get it.
It was lowering my self-esteem.
Yeah.
No, I think and
I'm
people
the
are
definition
doing it.
Of mousy.
People are doing it safely now. So it's I think you're fine.
Yeah.
There's like a way to do
that
it.
That was like the one thing that I'm like, and I love my hairdresser. It's like makes me happy to get my hair done.
You know, but like at this point, I just look at people like, okay, are you dumb or are you smart? And if you're smart, I'll put myself in your proximity.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
And
for
if
sure.
If you're
yeah.
dumb, I won't.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm so honored.
I know.
Yeah. Thanks, Frenchie.
Yeah.
October 29th, 2019, my last haircut.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just looked it up. I was like, when was that? I mean, it's a Skip does hair on Instagram. Real testament that the shag grew out.
Maybe I should come back in a few weeks and I'll cut it.
Yeah,
well, that would
we'll
be
talk
great.
As I'm cutting it.
That yeah. would be great.
But that'd you got to nice. Let me really express myself.
Always. Always. When do we not, baby?
Yeah, I don't even know why I was talking to you.
Let's see. Let's see.
Preaching
what we
to
get.
The choir.
Yeah, let's see right. what we get this
did,
time.
Did we solve this problem? I feel like we didn't
no,
solve
No, I think we did a really poor job.
Did we not solve it? I don't.
I mean, we said what well, we. I think
solved-
like.
A bit of it.
Yeah.
We've
yeah. gaunch.
Yeah, I think yeah. I think the second half, like you're
don't worry
you're
about the second half.
Yeah, you're overthinking it. Everyone yes. is doing the best they can, and that includes you.
Yeah.
And I think let this time more than anything remind you that like there needs to be a focus on life outside of work.
That's
because
right.
we're
and
not
don't
guaranteed
be
anything.
To say, oh, I can't I yeah. you know, I can't or mm-hmm. no.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's just no. It's I, like I don't have the all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I yeah, like I said, I think making, you know, talking with people that isn't just work stuff, just kind of make yourself
yeah.
and get over that hard part of it. And then you'll think mm-hmm. it'll be easier every time.
Yeah. I think a book club or like something that is
yeah,
like an
something
activity,
that's
something
that's
outside of it.
Yeah.
Idea.
Gives yeah. you something to talk about. Cause I also understand like if you have workaholic tendencies, I think like this has also been like, cause if you don't talk about work, then there is the reality is horrible to talk about too.
Yeah.
So it's like, what is, I can see why you would also spiral in that way.
Oh
as
yeah.
Well.
It's a lovely sort of like netherland to live in.
Yeah.
I've
yeah.
got
yeah.
like another thing that might be like, this is your last option mm-hmm. sort of thing to do. But like, if people are really on you about like trying to get out or whatever, and you're feeling stressed, just mm-hmm. say, well, I'm doing the best I have. Like I can, like
yeah, yeah.
I have COVID.
Oh, oh yeah,
fake COVID.
Fake COVID.
Fake COVID.
That'll get you out for
everyone
yeah,
gets
at least
a free
a
fake COVID. I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
That if is you need true. It. That is like a dead yeah dead aunt. You know,
yeah,
funeral.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, mm-hmm. well, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I've got the coronavirus, and mm-hmm. you know, yeah. I sleep all day, but I'll do. But during my 3 waking hours, I'll try and help you.
I'll give it
yeah.
a shot.
I'll get you that Campbell's audition.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Because
that's
me.
All I care about, other than fighting. You know, like you know, my kidney shutting down or
yeah.
you know.
Boom, solved it. There we go.
There it is.
Bango. Well, that but that's your poison pill.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
if
yeah.
all else goes.
But first, just try to assert your boundaries. But
yeah. That's what I. Yeah, that's what I do. But like, that's the thing. It's like, you know, sometimes these things are a blessing because they expose, you know, they expose sort of the hardest parts about you. Where I always mm-hmm. feel like people's best quality is also their worst quality.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, you know. He's just like super nice to people, and it's like, mm-hmm. well, but he's just, you know, super nice to people, and
yeah.
there's no, like, yeah. it's always like this give and take of,
mm-hmm. yeah, he gets walked all over, or oh, he doesn't have real relationships
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, exactly. I was listening to a some kind of meditation podcast recently, and they were talking about how if you know the standard answer for like your biggest weakness in a job interview is always that you're a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
It's
oh,
like
yeah.
that's actually someone you shouldn't hire. Like that's mm-hmm. a huge red flag because if someone is a perfectionist, what they're making up for is a lack of confidence.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they actually don't like a perfectionist doesn't believe in themselves.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Never really connected those two. That's
yeah.
cool.
It's true.
Yeah. yeah.
Like someone
I
who actually.
All of us are like, but I'm a prepper. Yeah. Just took a moment.
Well, I mean, definitely used to be much more so. It shows growth because I don't give a fuck anymore
yeah.
about most stuff.
Yeah.
And you kind of can't be
so
a risk taker and be a perfectionist. Like a risk taker will
yeah,
kind of
yeah.
be down to fuck up and down
yeah,
to
yeah.
fall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, more advantageous, I think, in most.
Yeah.
Well, that's also part of, you know, you're saying like this is a time for, you know, a lot of us are coming to terms with certain things. And that's also why this all fucking sucks because that's very hard to do.
Hate yeah. coming to terms with
yeah,
things.
The yeah, self-reflection.
It's
yeah.
hard to look at. We're literally forced to look at ourselves in Zooms and shit all the time and
yeah.
at the rest of everything. So
I did like a fundraiser for my kids' school and I was wearing, from the top up, I was wearing a tuxedo. And then from the bottom down, I was just wearing shorts. But by the time I got to the end of it, I was like, ah, who am I kidding? I just stood up for everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, you got fooled. You got clowned. Thanks for your money.
That's great.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing.
No, but it's just, I also wonder like how what it's going to do to fashion. Because now, like,
yes.
anytime I put on actual pants, I call them my crunchy pants.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I think, oh, I don't know. People are kind of, I might need to put on my crunchy pants. And then I put them on and I'm all like, oh.
It's so
yeah.
weird. It's so weird to like dress like you're going to see anybody. I don't like it. I'm
no
very
either.
Used to my like inside clothes.
Yeah, that's the good part about it.
And comfort is a real Pandora's box. Like, I stopped wearing high heels 10 years ago, and I can't wear them anymore. No. Like, when I was just a young little slut, like, I didn't know what lied ahead. But now that I know about wearing Vans every day, I can't go back.
Well, I mean, you really start to see why people get into, like, ugly fashion that's very comfortable. You're like, oh, I see.
Yeah.
This makes a lot. Bucket hats do make sense. It kind of opens into view.
It makes sense.
It just does.
Solved.
Well, that's it.
Fringe, as always, we can't thank you enough for being
here.
Are
you kidding? It was so great to see you guys. It's just like, you know, I love you guys to death. And, you know, I'm glad you're doing well. And we'll get through it.
We will. We got this.
We'll be here for 500 and come hell or high water. We'll see what happens.
That's the other thing. Mm-hmm. Happy 400th.
Thank you.
That is no small feat.
Thank you.
400. Congratulations. You've earned it. It's always a pleasure. You're one of the few of these that I do. I just always enjoy it. And you've done a fantastic effing job. I love you.
Aw, thanks, French.
Love you too, French.
You bet. You bet. Always a pleasure.
Aw. All right. We're going to take French on over to the top secret session. So go to patreon.com/ladytolady if you want to come hear us. Talk about, I have a hickey on my neck. Maybe we'll talk about that.
Brandy has a hickey.
Oh, shit.
Come over to Top Secret Session.
When's the last time that happened? Was there a vampire? Sort of.
Happy 400, guys. I love you guys.
Bye.
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 Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.